Burrow's furniture is built for the way you live. From ensuring easy assembly and disassembly to honoring highly requested new colors for their award-winning seating, they always have their customers in mind. Their modular seating is made out of durable materials to last and grow with you. And with Burrow, you always get fast, free shipping. Get up to 60% off during Burrow's Memorial Day sale at burrow.com/ACAST. That's burrow.com/ACAST. burrow.com/ACAST.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Irish Country Living podcast with Nevin McGuire for our Entertaining at Home series, which we do every month with Nevin. Morning, Nevin.
Good morning, Kira, and to all your readers and viewers. And the sun is shining in Cavan, so we're
great, as it is in Dublin. So come here, Halloween is over. What do the kids dress up as?
Well, do you know what? They got really into Halloween this year, a witch, and then Connor was dressed as the skeleton. And as they get a little bit older, they're a lot more into it. And, you know, there's a lot more things for kids in Halloween now, which is lovely.
Yeah.
So they went trick-or-treating. There was something in Belcoo, and then we went down to Mullaghmore too. So we had a great Halloween. Honestly, it was fantastic.
I come here, Nevin. Is your house like the ultimate trick-or-treat house? Like, do people come from around to see what you're giving out on the door?
we didn't get any this year.
Did she not?
Some of her cousins and some of the friends came, and they got Lucia made Rice Krispie buns, and she made Rocky Roads, and you know she's got into cooking from the new book, which is great.
Yeah,
and all sweet things so far. But Kira, it was a lot of fun, and your kids love that. I mean, it's a sugar rush, but so what, you know?
Absolutely. So now that we're finished Halloween, we can officially start talking about Christmas. Now, we're not going to go Christmas today, but
I know.
You know, when we were talking about these pages, November, I guess, like, if December is so full on for people, there's so much going on that people are starting to meet up more kind of in November as their festive meetups. So if people are having, you know, friends over for, you know, a drink and a bit of, you know, something small to eat, you've gone with canapés for this issue.
Yeah, canapés sound really posh and kind of fancy and a bit fussy, but they're not. They're about finger food. You could call them pinchos or kind of like a tapas. Maybe you could do that too. But I've gone for a selection of some of my favourites, and some of them that I've enjoyed over the years. You can do a lot of preparation. You want to be with your friends. You don't want to be in your kitchen prepping away. You want to sit down, relax, have a lovely little selection. I mean, we've given, you know, the readers lots of lovely choice and selection here. So we want to keep it simple, but delicious food. So the first one I'm going to talk to you about is cocktail sausages.
Oh, these are my favourites.
I know. And these are the small little mini cocktail sausages. And obviously, if you get really good Irish quality pork cocktail sausages, you know, you brown them off. But it's the syrup and the dressing that we're going to make. So in the recipe, we have hoisin sauce, or you can say plum sauce, but I'm using hoisin sauce, soya sauce, and I have a little bit of honey and whole grain mustard. Now, whole grain mustard, I don't love, but a little bit gives a lovely acidity. Okay. And if you don't like the mustard, you can use balsamic vinegar, because you do need something sharp to give a little bit of a sharpness there. And then just to finish it, Ciara, is some sesame seeds. So you brown off your sausages for a couple of minutes, and then you make up this little syrup. And this syrup will keep for weeks in your fridge.
Okay.
So, you know, even if you don't like them with sausages, you can do this even like drizzled over some goat's cheese, or you can do it even some over some pork chops or even chicken breast. So it's a great little dressing, so it is. And Ciara, you brown off the sausages, add in your little dressing, and then you just literally cook them for about maybe 10 to 12 minutes. That's it. It doesn't take long.
And Nevin, could you brown off the sausages like during the afternoon before people come over and do up your dressing so that you're just banging them into the oven when they get there?
That's a fantastic idea. I honestly think the quickest way to do this is in the pan. And you can brown them off, Ciara. Give your pan a little wipe and just let your sausages cool down. And really important, when they're cold, put them into the fridge. And then take them out maybe 20 minutes so that they're kind of come back to room temperature, onto the pan again to warm them. On goes the little dressing. And you're right, you can do these in the oven. I think personally you get a better colour when you brown them on the pan. That's a personal thing, to be honest with you. But you certainly could. And if you're going to do it in the oven, a little tip for you is get a tray with parchment paper, because that's going to save you getting the hammer and chisel out, because this will caramelise and it'll caramelise and maybe burn on the sides of your oven proof dish. So definitely for this one, if you can get parchment paper, if you're doing it in the oven, at about 180, and Ciara, they'll probably take about 20 to 25 minutes. So I think the pan is quicker, to be honest with you.
Sure.
And then you can watch them and you can turn them, and then just some sesame seeds, and there we go.
Happy days. And a few cocktail sticks, and sure, people will be asking you to go out to the kitchen and make more.
I know, they really are addictive. And there's something, you know, when you're having a group of friends around, that you want something is delicious and quick and easy, but you can make ahead. That's the key into this recipe.
Absolutely.
Good quality Irish pork, this lovely dressing, the hoisin, you can use a barbecue sauce if you want to, but just have it kind of sweet and sour. That's exactly what I'm trying to get onto the sausages.
You know, years ago we had an Irish Country Living cookbook that, where we put together the recipes. And we actually, I remember us talking about this recipe or something similar, and we had it in a section for the toy show. Do you remember that? And I remember making them for the Late Late Toy Show one year, and they are just so delicious. Like, I didn't have many people over. I was just eating them myself.
I love it. And now, Ciara, you've got your own beautiful family. You're going to be enjoying the toy show.
Exactly.
And hopefully, you know, that's a great idea, because they're the kind of events that, you know, the last couple of years we couldn't really engage or have family around, but now we can, once we're careful and safe and all the above. But
absolutely.
Just, I love that idea of the toy show. So they should be called the toy show sausages. I love it.
Now, something a little more grown up is the baby gem lettuce with the prawns and mango. They sound amazing. Talk to me about them.
Okay, so Ciara, well, it works really well with prawns and mango, or mango does, but you could use pineapple. So get really nice ripe mango, peel it, use a banana peeler, cut into small little dice. Into this, we put a little bit of lime zest and juice. And then what I like to do, and this is only optional, is drizzle a little bit of some chili infused Irish rapeseed oil or truffle oil, some olive oil. Mm-hmm. And then you mix that with the mango, keep it in the fridge, and that can be done a couple of days ahead, which is fantastic.
Oh, amazing.
Now, the prawns, if you get them cooked already, all you're doing is warming them up. Don't take them straight from the fridge. I keep pointing over here because I'm in my kitchen, and my fridge is over there and my cooker is there. So just in case you think, I'm just waving. So Ciara, with the prawns is to have them at room temperature. Now, if you're going to get raw prawns, just gently fry them in a little bit of oil. And then the key is the lovely crunchy cod salad, which is baby gem. There's not a huge amount of flavour, but it's nice and crunchy. You have the lovely sweet Irish prawns, and then you get that lovely mango, which works really well. And you're right, it is a bit growing up, but my twins would eat this, honest to God.
Lovely.
They're not and there's a lovely balance of fruitiness. You need the lime, you need a little bit of chili if you can, and then just the lovely prawns, and it works really well. So you have sweetness, you have all those lovely crunchy things, and again, it can be made ahead. So like the first two recipes, your dressing can be made ahead, your mango salsa can be made ahead, which is ideal.
Brilliant. What else would you use that mango salsa on?
Oh, good question. Pork chop, stuffed breast. I would think it'd work well. Actually, a really nice duck salad. So if you get like a duck leg and slowly cook it and then shred it up and then drizzle that mango dressing over it with some Cobb salad, it's delicious. Really
lovely. Gorgeous. I like the idea with the pork chops as well.
Yeah, I think it works really well, Ciara. And as I said at the start, you can do it with pineapple too. But I think the mango works really well. And the key into it, if it's any way hard, just for the viewers and for the readers, is just to leave it at room temperature for a couple of days.
Okay.
Supermarkets and vegetable stores, they're very clever now. They'll say ripe and ready to eat, same as avocados, same as mangoes. So just make sure that they are ripe, because there's nothing worse than a hard mango. They're not nice to eat. And they won't, I'm pointing at my fridge, they won't ripen in the fridge. They have to ripen in your kitchen for a few days.
Right. Yeah. And do you think it's worth, like, you know, because I do tend to buy the avocados that are ready to eat, because it's so hard to know when it's just ready to go. And then you've missed your window.
I totally agree with you. And I mean, as I said to you, they're so in tune now with the way they are selling produce that it's ready to eat. And you're right, people don't want to wait 2 or 3 days for an avocado or a mango to ripen. They want it there and then. At the same time, you don't want anything that's overripe, because it's soft and it's mushy. And the only thing I can advise people is to make a little smoothie or an ice cream or a mango lassé, something like that. You know, if it is a little bit too soft, so don't waste it either, because there's lots of flavour. You can chop it up and freeze it and use it for a smoothie. That would work really well.
Okay, great. So, Nevin, what else do we have on our canapés menu?
Well, one of my favourite ingredients is smoked trout. And you'll know a wonderful lady and producer, and she's based in Kilkenny, Mags Kerwin, and Goldsbridge Farm. And she does the most beautiful smoked trout. So the whole combination of lovely brown bread, a little bit of cream cheese with some creme fraiche. So you mix kind of half and half, a little bit of chopped red onion. Now, you can use red onion marmalade, but that's going to be a little bit sweet, so you need to be careful of that. So what you do is you mix your two, your cream cheese, and your creme fraiche together, some chopped chives, and then you spread that over your bread. Now, everyone talks about smoked salmon, and there is some wonderful smoked salmon producers all over the country. You have Birgitta from the Burren Smokehouse, you have Fred Heather, and there's some absolutely gems of people. Sally Barnes, she only smokes wild salmon. So we're focusing on smoked trout, which I think is equally as delicious. And maybe sometimes not, I wouldn't say not appreciated, but maybe just not used enough. So let's experiment a little bit with that, but keeping it very simple at the same time. So when you're eating any kind of smoked fish, the key is to have it at room temperature. Store it in the fridge, but bring it out half an hour. Then it just gets that lovely natural flavour from the smokiness, from that lovely natural oils that are in the smoked trout. And that's the key. And like, I could have given you a recipe for wheaten bread, but I know a lot of your listeners and viewers that will be watching this, they could make brown bread with their eyes closed. So I think the key is some lovely brown bread and a lovely cream cheese. And again, Ciara, you can mix it up a little bit. You can put chili into it. You can put pesto into the sweet chili. Like, all these recipes are guidelines, so you can tweak it a little bit. But don't overcomplicate it, because I want you to taste that lovely smoked trout, which is beautiful. And it's such a consistent product. It's thinly sliced. All you have to do is bring it out at room temperature and just put it on top of the cream cheese and the wheaten bread.
Absolutely. And, you know, Nevin, like, I love the smoked trout, but I know that some readers might be a bit hesitant. So, you know, what I was thinking of serving was actually to kind of do a bit of both. So, because it makes no difference if you put in the trout or the salmon, it's the same kind of recipe. You're giving your guests the option that here's something really delicious to try. But if they're very reticent, you've kind of got a backup to be on the safe side as well. And you have one more for us, which sounds so delicious, because it's like mini toasted cheese, which is the right thing.
Who doesn't like it? And excuse my French accent, but it's a mini croque monsieur. And it's a very, very simple. Been practicing that all morning. So, Ciara, this recipe is simple. You have really good cheddar cheese. I think me and you have mentioned a really lovely producer, Drina Cheddar, who is simply better used, and I've got to meet the farmers. And but one thing we do really, really well in Ireland is our dairy. It's second to none. So a really nice cheddar cheese, whichever your readers or viewers want to use. Some creme fraiche, a little bit of mustard, and I'm using some mild mustard. So for the sticky cocktail sausages, we were using whole grain mustard. This one I would use maybe a little bit of Dijon or French, whatever, or English, whatever you prefer. A little bit of wheaten bread in that. And then this is a great way, if you've got a baked ham, you can buy some sliced cooked ham, which is absolutely perfect.
Lovely.
But what I want them in small little bite-sized pieces. I don't want a big, huge toasted sandwich. That's not what we're talking about. So you toast your bread, you make up your little mixture, your cheese, your ham, your lovely, as I said, the creme fraiche with the mustard and all that, and you spread that over, and then you're going to bake that off in the oven. So this can all be done ahead. The key is to get really good bread. If you want to use sourdough, I'm not really too pushed. You can if you want to. I just think a nice good bloomer is perfect for this.
Perfect.
To be truthful with you. Now, I think the key into this, if you get the outside of the bread and you brush it with some lovely butter and then put that onto parchment paper. Remember we were talking about the parchment paper for the cocktail sausages. So that's a non-stick silicone paper, and put that onto a tray, then have your little two little slices of bread with all your filling, and then just bake that off. Now, you can pan fry it, but I think it's better to, you get a more even kind of golden brown colour in the oven at 180, and they'll take roughly about 180, 190, about maybe 15, 20 minutes. So they will,
Now, here is the big question, though. Presentation is key. So how do you go from, you know, what is essentially your toasted sandwich to make it look like all dainty canapés? How do you do it?
That's a good question. So good sharp knife. You're going to cut off the edges or the, you know, the kind of crust, that's the word.
Yeah.
And with a sharp knife. And then you literally cut it into four or maybe six, depending on the size of the bread.
Okay.
What you want, Kira, that's a little bit too small. So probably about twice the thickness of your thumb. It's meant to be a canopy. So not in one bite. That's too small. Two bites, three bites max. So, you know, I mean, we've given you a great selection. So if we go back to our little prawns, that's one little Cos gem, baby gem, that would work perfect. A couple of cocktail sausages. So that's the whole idea, that they're small little tastings.
Yes.
They're bite-sized, but they're not too big. I mean, all these recipes can be upped up a little bit, and you can have them as a lunch or a supper or whatever like that. You can do the sticky cocktail sausages with big sausages. They'll obviously take longer, so they will. So I think the key, this will be the trickiest one for you to cut. And when it comes out of the oven, let it sit for about 10 minutes.
Just
relax it. Don't cut it straight away, as hungry as you may be. and you, sorry, Kira, you can have them all assembled. I should have said this. Assembled in the fridge. Again, bring it out to room temperature. Pop it into the oven. And they can take anything from 15 to 20 minutes. The key is getting the colour on them. And if you find, they're a bit slow in getting colour, just pop them under the grill. Because all you're doing is warming it through. Don't be worrying about anything. Your ham is cooked. You know, if your creme fraiche there, it's not going to take too long.
So, you know, Nevin, you know what I love about the four of them is they're a really good combination, because you've got, like, you know, the baby gem with the prawn and mango, which is kind of, you know, like delicate, and it's very kind of, it's a bit posh, isn't it? but then you've got, like, you know, your croque monsieur, which is quite Moorish, and your cocktail sausage. So it's really kind of good, because there's nothing worse than being at a party and being starving, you know, that kind of way.
No.
So it's like you've got your delicate pieces, but you've also got a bit of substance in it as well, don't you?
Yeah, and I think you've got varieties. There's nothing worse than just like going to a party, being starving, and going to the chipper on the way home. That's not what we want.
Well, come on, it's not the worst thing in the world.
I know, I know. But Gary, you are right. And I think variety is the key. And the key into this, as I'm repeating myself again, is to do as much preparation and that you sit down and relax. Your guests want you as part of it, as well as the lovely food. I know you're going to recommend some drinks with it, but they don't want you being stuck in the kitchen the whole night and you have a few minutes. That's not what this is about. This is about being organized. And unfortunately, you do have to. And a lot of these little elements can be done 2 or 3 days ahead.
Brilliant.
So that's the key.
Yeah,
that's the key, Kira.
Yeah, absolutely. Brilliant. I love them.
So what do you recommend now to serve? What are you, what nice beverages are you going to recommend, Kira?
Okay, so you know, before I've done the reds and the whites. Well, this time I've kind of changed it up a bit because it is party season. So we are popping open the Prosecco. Now, Nevin, I'm going to be honest, okay? For years, I didn't actually drink Prosecco. And I'll tell you why. I was a bit traumatized after years of going to hen parties and being served like crappy warm Prosecco. So I was just, it put me off Prosecco. And but that's the thing. Prosecco is like any other wine. If it's costing you €5 a bottle, it's not going to be great. You know, so the two that I've selected for this piece. They're both about 15 euros, but they are worth every penny, because the thing is, when you get Prosecco that is well made, it's light, it's bright, it's got beautiful flavors of peach and citrus, it's got gentle bubbles, it's easy to drink. And, you know, dry Prosecco, which is brut, also pairs really well with canapés, because it's got this delicate sweetness which complements the salty flavors, such as the sticky cocktail sausages. So the first one that I've picked is it's kind of their Christmas Prosecco from Marks and Spencer's. Now, this is the pink bottle, but there's also the normal Prosecco as well. And it looks really festive before you open it, but it's not just style. It's got plenty of substance. It's a beautiful fusion of creamy and crisp apple and citrus flavors shine through. And there's kind of a more subtle note of white peach as well. Look, this is the kind of bottle now, if you pick it up, Prosecco isn't meant to be aged. It's meant to be young and fruity. So this is one to pop open this season, lightly chilled. It's lovely. And, you know, it's 15 euros. If you're having people over, 15 euros, you know, it's a really good bottle for the price. And then the other Prosecco that we've got is from the Simply Better range in Dunn Stores. And that, again, is coming in at the 15 euro mark, 15.60. But it's an extra 60 cents, but it's absolutely beautiful. And this is coming from the Santa Margherita Vineyards in Italy. It's a renowned winery that's been producing quality wine since the 1930s. So it has exactly what you want from Italian bubbles. It's fresh and bright. It's fruity. It's got peach, pops of citrus. It's got a beautiful long finish that just makes it an elegant wine. And this goes really well with shellfish. So if you're serving up the prawns and the baby germ lettuce, this one is going to go really well with it. So I think they're really two nice Prosecco.
Lovely. And Ciara, we were tasting that maybe a couple of months ago with our two Blohin, who you know in the restaurant, and Peter. And we were just really impressed with that Prosecco. But I got to meet that producer of the Prosecco about 5 years ago in Italy.
Did you?
And we were in Venice. We were just talking about Prosecco. And he was educating me. And like he said, very famous vineyard. But what he told me, that Ireland and the UK, and this is 5 years ago, were the number one consumers of Prosecco in the whole of Europe.
Really? I didn't know that. I didn't know that when you chose this bottle, I promise.
I swear to God.
We were together.
But it is a lovely Prosecco.
Beautiful.
And we must have tasted over maybe 2 or 3 days about 20 Simply Better wines and Prosecco, and that was the number one out of all of them. So well done, you, Ciara.
No, it's excellent. Beautiful. And, you know, as I said, I was put off Prosecco for years just because there are some ones out there that are nearly, that aren't great. And it was actually when I was in Italy myself that I tasted it. And this Prosecco can be just so beautiful when you find a good bottle, you know, and it's so easy to drink. So that's two of my recommendations for November. Now, my other recommendations are rosés. And a lot of people will think, what is she doing serving rosé now in the middle of November? Because a lot of people think rosé is, you know, to be drank on a sunny day in the back garden, which it is.
But like today.
Exactly. I know, the sun coming in on me. But I guess I really want people to kind of break through that assumption, because rosé is actually a beautiful wine to be drank any time of the year. And it's a really, really good food-friendly wine. But it's also really easy to drink. So it's another good one to serve if you're having people over. It's a bit of a crowd pleaser. Now, unlike my Proseccos, where they were both kind of around the 15 euro mark, I've got two different price ranges for the rosé. So the first rosé I've chosen, Evan, is Whispering Angel. Have you tried this?
No, I haven't. This is interesting.
This is an interesting one. It's kind of become a bit of a cult wine. Cult status, not a cult wine. Yeah. But basically, it just became so popular over in the States. And they've now sold 3.2 million bottles worldwide. It is huge. Whispering Angel is huge. But it's not just because it's got like a great marketing team behind it. It really is a gorgeous wine. It's got refreshing strawberries, citrusy grapefruit. It's a really delicate rosé with a beautiful, crisp, clean finish. Now, it's 26 euros. And I'll tell you why it's kind of at the upper end. It's because it's coming from Provence. And when it comes to rosé, Provence is just kind of the mecca of rosé. Like, arguably, you're not going to get better rosé in the world. You know, it's just Provence, because of its location, it's just ideally suited to the grape. Just the conditions make for excellent rosé. It's got the sun, but the temperatures are mild enough as well, and the core encourages the growth of Grenache, Syrah, and Mourvèdre grapes. And it's got excellent winemaking techniques. They've really invested in Provence in rosé. So it's kind of, it's a combination that the prices are high because it's excellent wine and it's really, the area is very good. But also it's kind of like Provence is the new champagne, you know, that kind of way. It's got, it's the area as well. They're selling the area. So you're going to find that Provence, the Rosé Provence, whether it's Whispering Angel or any of the other bottles, is going to be that little bit higher because the area is excellent, but also it's just got that name. But then if you go 3 hôrs up the road to the Côte du Rhône, you will also get very good rosé. But because it doesn't have that like Provence name,
I know,
it doesn't have the prices. So it's actually very interesting. So this one is also a lovely rosé. And it comes from Aldi. It's only priced at $8.99. So look, it's different. The Côte du Rhône area is a little bit different because it's more inland. It doesn't have the influences of the more southern Provence area, but it's still a lovely crowd pleaser for wine. It's fresh and elegant. It's got those delicate notes of raspberry and red currant. It's very easy to drink. It's actually got a finish that's impressive enough for its price point. And this one pairs really well with canapés as well. And it actually, and if you're not having canapés, this kind of a wine also would go lovely with Thai dishes as well. So it's two very different rosés, even though they're quite near in terms of their geographical location. But it just shows like two different price points, but that's where you're getting, that's why there is a difference in the price.
Wow, they sound great. And I think at Christmas and coming up to Christmas and, you know, you're having your family, your friends around, people, they'll upscale a little bit and they'll spend a little bit more because they want, you know, you're not going out for dinner, you're having in your home, you want something nice. I love the variety that you've given there. And, you know, from the Prosecco to the Rosé. The Rosé, now, that's an interesting one, then. I love that idea. Yeah.
Look, I guess there's a time and a place for everything. Like, you know, if you're having lots of people over, you know, and you wanted a nice wine at 8 euros in Aldi, like, that's a great wine to serve to a lot of people. Whereas if you're maybe just having another couple over, it's just the four of you, you just, you know, want a really, really nice bottle, then you can kind of invest in something a bit more expensive and appreciate it. That's what I think.
I agree with you. And I mean, you could get one of the Prosecco to start off because everyone loves bubbles because they feel kind of, you know, we're celebrating and then move on to the rosé. So I love those ideas. And, you know, all those will work really well with the canapés because they're light, they're fresh, they're full of life and they're all very different and a different price point too, which is a great idea.
Absolutely. Yeah. Brilliant. What you've planned for November? Is it very busy?
It is. It's Ciara, I'm going recording my Christmas programme now in Kylemore Abbey, and that will be in December. So I'm looking forward to that, a two-part show for RTE. And the restaurant is going really well, thank God. And there's lots of stuff happening now. November is a busy month for me, but it's all good. It's all positive. I'm delighted.
Right, brilliant. And next month we're going to do... So, for next month, we're not going to do a Christmas dinner because we're going to have our Christmas dinner, obviously, at Christmas time. But at the start of December, we're going to kind of do a festive dinner. So we'll chat about that at the start of December.
Looking forward to it, Ciara. And thank you so much. And as always, you'll be recommending some beautiful wines to go along with that lovely food.
Oh, exactly. Chat soon.
Have a great day. I hope the sun
you
keeps
too.
Shining.
In my
Thanks
eyes.
Very Thanks very much, Kevin. Ciara. Lovely to chat to you. Bye-bye.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.